This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today online. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaikah and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen certain times over others. Similarly, He has also chosen certain places over others. So, if we take a look at Makkatul Mukarramah, we will realize that it is actually more blessed than the rest of places. And the time of Al-Hajj is more blessed than the rest of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed that time. Similarly, Ramadan has been blessed from amongst the rest of the months. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed it. And within that month, He placed a night that is greater than the rest of the nights. And that is Laylatul Qadr. Now, we all know that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave the people of the past lifespans that lasted for 1,000 years, 950 years, 800 years, 1,000, 200 years. So they lived very long lifespans. A person may ask, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only given us 60 to 70 years? As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ السِّتِّينَ إِلَىٰ سَبْعِينَ. The lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. Isn't that unfair? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be exalted of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exalted of this. You see, there is absolutely no injustice being done here. If we take a look at our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us nights like Laylatul Qadr in which we can achieve what they achieved in 1,000 years. In fact, it is possible that we can go even further. There is an opportunity to achieve even more than they did. Why? Because if you are to find Laylatul Qadr every year, for 60 to 70 years, that is more than 1,000 months every year that is being added to your scale of good deeds. That goes way beyond 1,000 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most just and there is absolutely no injustice here. The point I'd like to raise here today is that do you see how powerful Laylatul Qadr is? That one night, if you find it every year, you can surpass 1,000 years, 5,000 years. Subhanallah. So you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or your worship can be counted for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, 3,000, 5,000 years. Allahu Akbar. A very, very, very long time. So we should realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really blessed us by granting us this night. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says,
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ.
Indeed, we sent it down. We sent what down? We sent the Quran down from Al-Lawhul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. From the preserved tablet to the first heaven, Baytul Izzah, the house of might in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran down to. So it was sent during this night. And this is why we say,
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن.
The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. So the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. And this is why we find ourselves worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout this month.
And especially on this night, when you stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you worship Him and you ask of Him and you make dua to Him, remember that you are also reciting the Quran within your salah. When you stand up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're reciting the Quran within your salah in this night. So it is part of Laylatul Qadr as well. You can actually open, and you should also open the Quran on Laylatul Qadr, recite some of the Quran, and give some of the night to Al-Quran Al-Kareem. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say,
وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ.
And what is it that gives you knowledge of Laylatul Qadr? What is it that tells you what Laylatul Qadr is?
لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ.
Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And this is where I'd like to draw our attention to something. Most of us say Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. Nay, Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word better. Why? Because when Allah gives, then He gives without hisab and without counting to whomsoever He wishes.
وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains whomsoever He wants without account, without counting what is being given to that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and He gives and He gives and He gives. So don't ever limit Laylatul Qadr to 1,000 months. Because Allah said khayr, better. Always assume that Allah is giving you more reward than 1,000 months.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر من كل أمر سلام سلام هي حتى.
The angels and the malaika and ar-ruh, which is Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, come down in this night with every matter. There is two meanings to this. One is that they come down with every matter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's going to live, who's going to die, etc. How much rizq is going to be granted to whom in the next year to come, or in the year to come. And the second meaning is, min kulli amrin salam. They come with everything as peace, meaning everything is peaceful on that night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it peaceful on that night such that there is peace everywhere. Peace, tranquility, happiness, solace. You see, the night of Al-Qadr, the night of decree, is meant to be peaceful. And this is why we say that if you want to look out for the night, look for a peaceful night. Some of the scholars go as far as saying that it should actually be a night that is not so hot, not so cold, and there should be very little wind, etc. There's different interpretations, but the reality is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the most powerful sign, which is there is peace. Do you feel at peace? Is your heart at peace? Are you worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you feel that iman within you? Are you energized? That's when you know it is Laylatul Qadr. But before we go to the end of the surah, let's discuss this for a moment. Don't let Laylatul Qadr pass you by simply because you thought it was a certain night. Yes, you can look out for Laylatul Qadr. You should look out for Laylatul Qadr. But there are so many years in which we find that people say, you know, I stood up for Laylatul Qadr. I thought it was Laylatul Qadr. And the next night again, I thought it was Laylatul Qadr. The following night again, I thought it was Laylatul Qadr. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden this knowledge from us for a reason. And that is because He wants to grant Laylatul Qadr to those who are hardworking. Those who show that they want the rahmah, the maghfirah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they stand up throughout the 10 nights. And they don't have excuses. You know, the snooze button doesn't happen for them. In fact, some of them wake up the entire night, stay awake the entire night. I know that this is not practical for some people who work, etc. They've got a day job. It is impossible for them to stay awake throughout the entire night. At least give an hour or two to Laylatul Qadr, to this night of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has granted to us. You see, let me ask you a question. If you were to be given, the Champions League final, or a big soccer game, a big football game that is, you know, being held on that night, you were told that it's going to be at 12 o'clock at night or 1 o'clock at night, what will you do? You either stay awake until 1 a.m., you know, eating and drinking and having a festival with your friends and waiting for the game to start. Or you wake up at that time and you watch the game. Why? Because you're so interested in that game, you really don't want to miss a moment. In fact, you might even sleep in the daytime and find an hour to, you know, rest and relax so that you can wake up at night for that game. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offering you Jannah, offering you Maghfirah, offering you an opportunity to clean your slate, the previous sins that you've done, and to build so much. Why would you not get up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just 1 hour at night? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to stand up during this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. It is until the break of dawn. After the break of dawn, there is nothing. There is no more sadaqah, there is no meaning. Of course, there is sadaqah, but that night is over and it is finished. Once the break of dawn has come, forget about it. Meaning you will not gain the reward that you would have during Laylatul Qadr. So, هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. It is until the break of dawn. You see, some of us actually think that let me wake up for Laylatul Qadr, we look for the night, we wake up, we perform our ibadat, we perform our worship, and then we feel as though, you know, the next night is the night. And we begin to regret the ibadah that we performed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the night before. We should never do this. No ibadah is ever wasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long as it is for His sake, you were sincere in your intention, you were sincere in what you did, then know that it is not a waste. Indeed, it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you woke up during that time. Never ever regret anything that you've done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's part of the plot and the ploy of shaitan. Laylatul Qadr, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as you are leaving this world, you know, they say that many people, a reel of the entire life passes in front of them. They begin to think of what they did, what happened to them, what didn't happen, what they could have done, etc. It is like as though it flashes by their eyes within moments. And that is the reality of this dunya. It is but a moment. It is but a moment in comparison to the everlasting. So, at that moment, wouldn't you wish that you had a little more to take with you into the akhirah? Wouldn't you wish that you had just another sajda to take into your grave with you? Now, when the unseen becomes the seen, you're now seeing the angels. You're seeing what's happening. Now your life has changed. You're leaving this world. You're transitioning in what is to be everlasting. Your dollars and your pounds don't come with you into your grave. Your family doesn't come with you into your grave. Your wealth, your houses, your businesses, your cars, your watches, your jewelry, whatever you had, your possessions don't come with you into your grave. What is it that goes with you into your grave? Your a'mal, your good and bad deeds. So, it is at this juncture that if we had another sajda on Laylatul Qadr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will really appreciate that time spent in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the worship during this night and to grant us the ability to stand up for Him and to pray for Him and to perform the recite the Quran for Him and to give charity for Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to perform all good acts of worship during this night, or as many good acts of worship as we can during this night. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.